Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim has some of the Iker, Yesodos, and foundations of Ben Adam Lachavero. The Pasuk tells us when it comes to lending money, in Kesef Talves Ami, if you should lend money to my nation, and Rashi tells us here the word im does not mean if, as it usually means, but rather it means when, because there's a mitzvah to lend money to someone in need. And the pasuk goes on to say, es ha'oni imach, to the poor who is with you. And Rashi explains, es ha'oni imach, have a mistakel ba'atzmacha ki'ilu ata oni. You should look at the person asking you for a loan as if you were the oni that needed a loan. And this, perhaps, is the number one yesod of mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero, that if we were to put ourselves in their shoes, then we would want people to visit us, and we would want people to host us, and we would want people to lend us money. And all of mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero is based on how would we feel if, God forbid, we were in their shoes. And this idea in Torah is called nose ba'ol im chavero, to carry the burden of your friend. I think in English it's called empathy, not just an empathy, feeling the pain of our brothers. And we actually saw recently in Parshas Beshalach during the war against Amalek, when Moshe is on the mountain with his hands raised so that the Jews will win the battles, and Moshe sits on a rock, and Rashi explains why on a rock? Because if the Jews are in the middle of a war, it's not the time for Moshe to be sitting on a cushioned armchair. It's not the time to be sitting in a comfortable lounge chair. It's a time to sit on the rock and share the burden and feel the pain of the Jewish people. And it would seem that Moshe, common sense, when Jews are suffering, we should be sensitive and feel their pain. But aside from that, it could be that Moshe learned this from Hashem himself. In Parsha Shmos, Hashem appears to Moshe in the most famous piece of vegetation in the entire Torah, the burning bush. And Rashi asks, why is it a burning bush? Why not a beautiful California redwood tree? Why a little ichy thorn bush? That's not a proper place for the divine presence. And Rashi there tells us that Hashem also feels the pain of the Jewish people. If the Jews are enslaved in Egypt, it's not the time for Hashem, so to speak, to put himself into a big, beautiful, comfortable California redwood tree. It's the time to be in a little ichy thorn bush and feel the pain of the Jewish suffering. And in fact, we have the same idea at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. There's a pasuk here that we cannot possibly understand, but we can understand the idea. The pasuk tells us that they saw Hashem, whatever that means. You can't see Hashem. Hashem is not physical, but they saw something they weren't supposed to see. And what do they see? Betachas raglav kemaaseh libnas hasapir. Under Hashem's legs, kaviyachol, obviously Hashem is not physical, he doesn't have legs, but underneath Hashem's legs, so to speak, they saw a stone. When the Jews were enslaved in Egypt, Hashem had by his glory, again, these are concepts we can't understand, but Hashem had a stone to always remember the fact that the Jews are suffering in Egypt, even though obviously Hashem does not need reminders. And then the pasuk goes on to say, "Uke'etzem Hashemayim la'tohar." When the Jews were freed, then there was a purity in heaven showing Hashem's kaviyachol, his relief. The Jews are now in a better place. The Jews have been saved from Egypt, and now Hashem himself, kaviyachol, is in a better, purer place. Hashem is feeling the suffering of each and every Jew. And we are supposed to learn from Hashem. And this is also based on the pasuk that we say every Shabbos morning in Psukei Dezimra, Ima Anochi Betzara. Hashem is found with the Jewish people in when there are Jewish troubles, God forbid. We're supposed to emulate Hashem, just like Hashem feels the pain of each and every Jew, so are we supposed to feel the pain of each and every Jew, empathize, and act accordingly with all the mitzvahs ben adam lachavera. We'll conclude with an amazing Mishnah at the end of the sixth parak of Sanhedrin. Remeir says that when a person is being taken out to be killed for a capital crime, he's done something terrible. Based on the pasuk, Remeir tells us, Hashem, so to speak, says, ouch, my head hurts, my arm hurts. Hashem feels the pain of the wicked that are being put to death for committing a terrible capital crime. And then Rameir goes on to say, if that's how Hashem feels about the suffering of the wicked, so Kavachomer, how much more so the suffering of the righteous. Hashem feels the pain of each and every Jew. And it's incumbent upon us to also feel the pain of each and every Jew and act accordingly and sharpen our mitzvahs ben adam lachavera, how we treat our friends with all the mitzvahs, and in general to be nice to people and to act appropriately and always try to make people feel good.